Hello and welcome to Stretford Paddock. We're here today for the podcast. Joined by Alex, how are you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. David, how are you doing?
Great, how are you?
We're doing all right, aren't we? We're looking at Jadon Sancho. The deal that so far keeps, like, looks like it's getting closer and closer. And I haven't, like, it almost seems like a sort of uninterrupted path to Jadon Sancho. What do you reckon? What do you reckon?
I don't know.
Is it possible? Can we believe it?
Yeah, no.
There's no one in the way. That's the thing I don't get. How can there be no one in the way?
I don't know. I feel like there's going to be someone just come in and go, well...
Yeah, Barcelona.
Barca or Madrid just go, do you know what? We're just going to have him.
Yeah.
Forget.
What United need to do, though, is they need to butter up Angel Gomez. Give him everything he wants. Mm. First team, yeah, play. What contract do you want? Yeah, because he's good mates with Sancho.
And then just get him in.
And then get Sancho in and then...
Give him 200 grand a week to share.
Yeah.
And they can sort that out between themselves.
Yeah, they can argue between them. Yeah.
So... This is an interesting, fun little turn of... Well, not even a turn of events, but a nice position to be in where we are quoting Stephen Harrison's podcast as the source of breaking and top-of-the-line transfer news here. Who Stephen obviously said David Ornstein on his podcast today. And there's been a few quotes come out of that podcast, but the key ones, talking about Jadon Sancho, David Ornstein, of course, if you don't know him, is very reliable... kind of journalist, works for The Athletic.
He knows his
Yeah, highly rated in terms of transfers and that kind of thing. He said, Man United really want to sign Jadon Sancho. Ed Woodward is very keen on it. It's delicate because we don't know whether United will be in the Champions League next season. He also said, we know that if Champions League qualification is a prerequisite for Sancho, he could make that move to United on the hope that within one season they could be playing in the Champions League. He apparently also said he's on a very good deal with Dortmund and there would be some clubs who would be put off by that salary, but as one of the four most young players in world football, I think that's meant to be foremost.
Foremost.
Not foremost young, because he's not like the most young player in world football, is he? He's one of the four youngest players in football.
That's not true.
As one of the foremost young players in football, he will command it, he will get it. And then again... he says the indications are that Jadon Sancho deal is not for Chelsea, whether that's around money, Champions League qualification or the saturation of wing players. And finally, he said, as things stand, I think United are looking the most likely option for Jadon Sancho.
I think it's more likely he stays at... I think more likely he just says, I'll just stay at Dortmund and see how that goes.
Then he goes somewhere else
at the minute. Because like you said, there's no one really coming in. The Chelsea option looked like one at one stage and there's rumours that he's Chelsea fan, I think, growing up and all that kind of stuff. But they've just signed a lad from Ajax. Mm. And I just don't... For as much as Abramovich has spent a lot of money, he's not done any of those daft signings in the
past.
What's
his biggest sign? Is it Kepa?
It'd be Kepa now,
Have they still got their transfer ban at the moment?
No, they're back in
now. Back in that now?
Yeah, that ended in January.
Yeah, so they can sign people now. I just don't think that's their kind of signing anymore. Mm. I don't think it fits.
No.
Whereas I think... Sancho would be the next step up for United, and it looks like it would be the next step up in Ollie's team. That's going from getting the few pieces we needed that kind of fit the puzzle, which are we needed a midfielder, we needed a centre half. Now it's let's get top class player that's going to push us to the next level.
Going to get us goals.
Yeah,
I know some players have been pressured by it, but is that an allure to the number 7 shirt United as well?
Yeah.
And I just think you offering the money, guarantee him. Well. Let me speak to Ollie about the way the club's going forward. Yeah. And I think he'd be up for it. Mm. I remember as well, he had a bit of a falling out with City when he left. Mm. And maybe, I hope he's a bit petty and he wants to prove a point.
I think there will be a little bit of that. Because there's not even surprised that City haven't come in or said something.
Well, apparently they have a contract matching option or a deal matching option where if Dortmund accept an offer, they go to City. Do you want to do this deal instead? Apparently, I've heard that as a rumour.
He didn't want to go back.
First of all, he doesn't want to go back. And secondly, City don't want to do that.
No.
What we're seeing. So that isn't necessarily an issue. But
I'd love to see it. I think it makes us a completely
amazing.
Different option. I think it just someone that's going to fit on the right hand side, and it's just what we need.
We talked about this earlier in the youth video. We haven't got a right-sided player, have we?
We haven't had one since Valencia.
And he'd just be the perfect situation. Yeah. And he knows the city as well, which helps.
He's lived in Manchester. I don't think he's... Because there's a lot of things with people coming from Europe coming over here is that you know, if it's not London, it's not the kind of pull that they think they're going to get. They don't like it over here. I think Di Maria was the perfect example. He just didn't like living here. Much as he didn't want to play football at United, he didn't enjoy living here. I don't think that's going to be the case with Sancho, but it looks more
certainly
knows
what he's getting into more, doesn't he, if he does choose United. And also, this Champions League thing, I honestly can't... If Sancho was, you know, 34, 35 years old, like Zlatan when he came in or something like that, I know we're in the Champions League, was that
No, he came in Europa League.
Yeah. It's still, you know, to my point, really. But if you were sort of a player later on in your career who thinks, one last big contract, let's play a few years in the Champions League, hopefully get some big silverware, you kind of think, well, if they're not in it, I don't want to waste one of my twilight years playing for a Europa League team. Jadon Sancho's 19, or was he 20 now?
Yeah.
Jadon Sancho's 20 years old. He will get us in the Champions League next season. Yeah. It's 1 year.
I understand that, but he does want to play in it.
I know he does,
if you're 20 years old,
you miss 1 year for the chance of earning 250 grand a week, doubling your wages, probably making another 10 million on transfer fees and that kind of thing. Like, I think one season out of the Champions League, because other than actually going and winning it, like, which is obviously would be huge, and you certainly can't do that at United, who may not be in it. But there's only one team that wins it every year, and if you don't play for that team, you probably aren't getting as big a, you know, sort of worldwide boost, money, or that kind of stuff, as you would get by playing for United for a year anyway. In terms of, I know it's all very superficial, but like as it being an ambassador maybe for different brands and Instagram and Twitter followers for playing for United, all that kind of thing. In terms of fame, unless you win the Champions League, you probably get just as much from being at United as you do for playing for someone that goes out in the round of 32 or something.
I think as well, probably him coming in, I mean, if it's a money thing for him, like coming in now, if he came in with us not, even if he signs this summer and we're not in the Champions League, he'd be able to say, look, we'll do this, but if we play in the Champions League, I want the same increase that all the other players get, which is around the 15, 20%, I think it is, increase. Mm. So he's got that kind of bargaining power, whereas if we came in at the Champions League level, he'd probably get the same wage. I don't think we're going to pay him any more or any less this summer. But he'll still have to have that contract in there that says, if we're not in it the year after...
Yeah, then he loses money.
You're going to lose and
I think the Pogba situation is also a big factor in this, because if he goes, United haven't got that superstar player. Maybe Rashford, but they haven't got that global star, which I think Sancho is now. He's gone to Dortmund. He's on the world stage.
Yeah.
So they need that, the face of United, someone to sell the shirts.
He's definitely marketable,
personally. Yeah, hugely marketable, especially even like... Putting him alongside Rashford almost increases them both as well.
Yeah, definitely.
This like English kind of the two of the best wingers in the world, both playing for United, both English. It would be a huge sort of like marketable front three, that especially Martial, or who knows if we sign a striker as well.
Yeah.
What do you think the chances of this happening are then? If you had to give it a little rating, as things stand,
I don't want to go higher than six.
Yeah.
I don't want to go higher than that.
Are we after him?
Yes.
We're almost certain.
I think we're after him. I think we're favourites to get him. But I think there's still if, buts, maybes.
Mm. But I think if he had the opportunity, he would come. But he's still thinking of the factors like Champions League and things like that. If we were in the Champions League, I think he'd be...
No doubt. No,
yeah.
I think he's kind of, probably looking at how Dortmund are going as well. Because, I mean, Dortmund go through a lot. They are a selling club, looking back at it.
Yes,
they are a club that gets rid of players, and yes, they've signed
even
Haaland,
when they win the league, and
they win the league. But then they kind of all them players went. They lost Lewandowski, they lost Hummels, they lost all them players to Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
And he's probably sit there thinking, look, we've signed Haaland in. Let's see how the next 6 months goes, because it's one of them. If they have a good end to this season, will that team just disperse again? Is that going to be the next cycle that happens to that team? Or are they going to try and improve on that team again?
Yeah.
Are they going to spend a bit of money and try and get them closer to buying? And
the thing you got to ask yourself as well is, if you're honest with him and said, what do you rather, you know, behind closed doors, what would you rather win, the Bundesliga or the Premier League?
Yeah, and also...
He'd tell you the Premier League.
People love Dortmund because they've got a cool kit, they've got that big stand behind them, and they play young players. They haven't won the league since pretty much when United last won the league. It's not like they win it every other season. They haven't won the Champions League since 1993, which is way longer than United.
Yep.
They haven't won the league in 5 or 6 years now, isn't it?
It's Bayern have won the last seven.
Right. So you're basically playing for Man United, but you wear yellow instead. The only difference is they get Champions League because they play in a worse league.
Yes.
I know that people love Dortmund, and I like Dortmund. They have great young players, such an exciting team to watch. But people act like he's already at Real Madrid or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Dortmund are a smaller club than United. The only thing they have over us is Champions League football.
I think we've got the... Yeah.
And it's not like they win that every other year either.
I think we've got the City as well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's Manchester compared to Dortmund. It's a town, really, and it's not the biggest place. And young lad like Sancho, he wants to be places.
And I do actually really like Dortmund, but they're like everyone's... They're like the cool team in Germany, aren't they? Everyone likes them because they're not Bayern Munich, they don't spend loads of money, and they have loads of great, cool players, and they play quick, attacking football. Yeah. I get that. But it's they're not that good.
No.
If they were, they would have won the league when Bayern have been crap. They've sacked like three managers in the last few years. Well, no, they got rid of Ancelotti and they got rid of, what was the other guy, Kovic or something, Kovac.
Didn't they sack Klopp as well? I'm sure they sacked Klopp.
No, I think
he left to join.
But like Bayern have been struggling the last few years and Dortmund still haven't won the league in that time.
No.
They're pretty good and I'm sure they're great to play for, but people act like United are some shit team who never win the league. Neither do Dortmund. So, I don't know. I just think they've obviously got a chance to win the league, but it's not like he's already at Juventus or Bayern Munich even, or, you know, Real Madrid. I think there's still definitely a pulling power for United. Yeah. And if Chelsea are the only team in for him, again, they're not that far ahead of United, are they?
It's the rumours that...
But they at least they've won the league in the last few years.
It's whether Liverpool are in for him as well. I think that's probably the other team.
Well, that would be different.
I'd think Chelsea would be more of a risk for us than Liverpool, because... He's a London boy, and the rumours were back in when he left City that he wanted to go back to London but the deal came in for Dortmund, but he couldn't turn down.
Yeah,
he just wanted to get out and go back there. He wasn't happy at City, he wanted to go home. So I'd be more worried about Chelsea than Liverpool. And just, if Liverpool got him, what are they going to do with him? They're going to drop their
unless they sell it depends Salah. If they sold Salah and replaced him with Sancho, then that's different, isn't it?
Because that's the other thought, is that maybe it's Mane, maybe it's Salah, maybe it's one of them players cash in on.
If you were Liverpool, would you sell any of them? Why would you?
No, but if someone come in and said, well, it's one of them, it's that risk of...
It's a huge risk, because if Sancho didn't work out for them...
Yeah, I think it's what United used to do well, where they got rid of players and you go, why are they getting rid of him? And then you go, all right, that's why, because he was kind
of... But these players are at the top of the game at the moment. It's not like they've had a couple of years of it.
Salah's the one that's maybe going to have a bit of a drop-off eventually, and whether Sancho is the replacement to that, but... We'll see.
Saying Sancho's having fun in Dortmund. Fair enough. And if he wants to stay because he's having fun, then that's one point. But you can't say that he's having fun, which is why he'd stay there, and United aren't winning trophies, which is why he wouldn't want to join United. There's no reason he couldn't have fun at United if that's all he liked.
Do you think that Sancho would be there for the rest of his career in Germany?
No, of course everyone knows he's not.
Someone
said, why would he want to play with Lingard and Pereira? Why does he want to play with Guerrero and Piszczek at Dortmund? Like, not that Piszczek's my player, but both teams have got players who aren't that good.
Yeah, you can pull players out that sit on the bench all the time.
There are bench warmers for Dortmund who are as bad as Lingard and Pereira.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird. It's almost like a sort of self-flagellating aspect of the fan base that thinks we're not good enough to sign anyone. It's like, we're still Man United.
Yeah, yeah.
And not that we can just get anyone, we get Messi, but there are still a lot of reasons why people would want to join Man United.
When we...
200,000.
After the Moyes season, we finished seventh. We weren't in the Champions League. Look at the players we brought in there.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we were still attractive to players.
Yeah, I think he would just be a great signing for United. I really do.
And I think one of them. I mean, look
at
Bruno Fernandes coming in.
Yeah.
He could have gone elsewhere. You're not telling everyone's saying he didn't have that, but there was still that Barcelona bid late on. There was a bit of you're going to get loaned out here and play there first. But if he thought United wasn't a thing and wasn't someone selling him on the project, he could have just gone. Well, I'll just wait till the summer.
There was no talk about Champions League. Oh, he's not coming because he's no Champions League, really.
Same with Maguire, same with Pogba. Look at Fred. City wanted him. He still came.
We're gonna have to pay more.
I'm not saying we are the most attractive team in the world.
You know, there's be very easy for someone like probably a Liverpool or a Real Madrid could probably get him for around the 80, 90 million mark because of that kind of thing. I think United are going to have to go.
Here's
120 million.
But the thing is, here's that. We got rid of Lukaku. We're going to get rid of some more players in the summer. It's not like it's just a fresh amount of money. There's going to be money brought back in from player sales.
Let's face
it. We never replaced Lukaku, so people have been whinging about that and then saying, we can't get him in because we've got to spend money.
Yeah, and it's like, let's face it, we'll not talk about Pogba too much because I don't like the constant harassing and just battering of him because we get it. But he's probably going to leave. And that is going to be at least sort of 80 million, probably maybe up to 100 million for him. Like I said, we spent the Lukaku money on Maguire, but we haven't replaced him as a player. There's money there.
Yeah.
And part of it is that we paid up front for Maguire, which is why our cash reserves are quite low at the moment. We've still got money to come in for Lukaku deals and that sort of thing. So I think the money is certainly there,
yeah.
Especially if we sell players. I think,
yeah,
and whilst we aren't, maybe we don't have the problem is actually, if you look around the Europe at the minute, Liverpool are the only squad that seem to be sort of stable and excellent. Like, Bayern look okay, they look good against Chelsea, but they're struggling in the league. They're only 1 point clear, I think.
There's still questions over Bayern. Still
Real Madrid haven't been the same since Ronaldo left, have only won two league titles in the last 10 years. Obviously, the European form has been incredible, but they've dropped off right off since Ronaldo's gone.
Yeah.
Juventus have always struggled in Europe, especially in these finals when they keep losing. And Barcelona have got an aging front line and aren't even, you know, top of La Liga. I think there aren't that many outstanding options in Europe. Like, if we go back 5 years, playing with a prime Messi at Barcelona, a prime Ronaldo at Real Madrid, and they're winning the La Liga and European Cups and every year, respectively. Bayern Munich have got all these incredible
Bayern had
players.
Ribery and Robin flying and stuff, and they've just like, they've not got
there are a lot more attractive prospects around Europe. I think there seems to be a little bit of a lull as a lot of this sort of golden generation
again,
of players get on a bit.
The worry
there aren't that many attractive teams, sorry.
The worry about all that is that all of these teams now are ready to, they need to go out and invest.
Yeah.
Like Madrid, they spent a lot of money last summer, but Hazard hasn't really worked. No. Jovic didn't really work.
No.
The fullback, I watched him in the night, watched some of the bits against City, he looked, that Mendy, Mendy, he didn't look anything special. Like the ball he put in the 90th minute for a lad that's just been signed for 30, 40 million or whatever it was dreadful.
Mm.
He looks poor. City are going to have to spend money this summer.
Yeah,
unless
City need to spend again.
They're going to spend again. So that's the only other worry with all this, is that these teams are going to want to spend money again.
Just mention City there. If this transfer ban, no, the Champions League ban goes forward, do you really think they're not going to be able to get players in because they're not in the Champions League?
Yeah, so no one's suggesting that. People are more worried about their manager leaving than able to get players in.
I think it is a draw, but as long as you in a position where you can show the player, this we're going to get it, this is what we're doing, I think players want to do it.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned Pogba, people like that, he weren't in the Champions League then.
Yeah, Pogba came in when we were in the Europa League, and he was sold a project that I don't think was there in the end. They didn't follow through it in the end. So it's whether that's probably the bigger worry, is that you get someone like that Sancho in, and a couple of years down the line, you've chopped a manager, you've done this, you've changed something else, you've not got the other players in and around him. Because again, like for as much as we say Sancho and Grealish is going to say they're the two we bring in, because that could be it. Mm. You've just signed two this summer. It's not going to fix us. We're not going to be a world beater there.
We still need strength. That would take us to the next level, sort of top four level.
And I think
comfortably. But we're not going to be Liverpool and City quality with those two players.
It takes a lot of time to get a squad in that's going to keep doing this, because you need to sign players and then realise that they're a squad player. You need to sign players that don't quite work, and you need to just.
I do think though, if we did have Sancho and Rashford up front, would we be scoring much more goals than we do at the moment?
Like Sancho, you know, same we've seen with Bruno, how we were slightly worried about his output at Sporting being skewed because it's a weaker league, and he's not going to get 30 assists or whatever, 30 goals like he did last season, but it still translates. And similar with Sancho, he's got 14 goals, 14 assists in the league this season. Like he's clearly very creative. It's not like someone, you know, like Timo Werner's the sort of player where actually he doesn't get too many assists.
Yeah.
And then if when a striker comes in like that, they're just a goal scorer, like we saw with Jovic at Madrid. They go to a new team, and if you don't get your shooting boots on straight away, all of a sudden you don't provide any assists because that's not your game, and you haven't got any goals either. But I think Sancho is such a well-rounded player that even if you don't get as many goals, you'll probably still get 10 assists, or if you don't get 10 assists, you'll still get 12. You know, I think he's that kind of player.
We'd have the fear factor with him as well, because if you look at United, especially when Rashford was fit, Martial, most things came from the left, and everyone's defence was heavy towards that left-hand side, leaving the right open, but we didn't have that player. We had a player there, but they want the player there that the defenders thought, hang on a minute, we need to cover him as well. So it just make it balanced out, and I think we just don't have that.
That's it completely, where you just, we've not got, at the minute, especially with injuries and stuff like that, we've not got. You know, you look at City, how they can, you can't man mark them out of a game, whereas United, you can at the minute. You know, even with Fernandes in there, you can kind of just say, right, just if you get close to him, you could stop United at the minute a little bit. Whereas if you look at City, what do you say? Like, go and mark De Bruyne. Mm. Well, then David Silva picks up, Bernardo Silva picks up. They've got players that do it. We need Fernandes, we need a Pogba or a Grealish or someone else in there as well. And then you need your wingers to provide something as well. Because like you said, you can sort of, with United, you can block us out and go, right, left wing.
Especially when Pogba was there, because Bruno does drift out to the right a bit more, but Pogba always drifted to the left.
Yeah.
And you had Pogba and Rashford on that side, which did create a lot of goals, but was quite predictable.
Mm. Yeah.
But if we've got, you know, just as good an attacking option on the other side, when's the last time we had a fully sort of balanced attacking trio?
No.
But even when Valencia was there, we struggled on the left. Like, it's been a very long time since we had a fully functioning front three.
That's where Liverpool kind of do it as well. They do it more
they've
out wide.
They've happened to get a perfect
balance
there.
Where they've got two fullbacks that can put crosses in, so you can't push them either way.
No.
And then you've got two wingers that are very good as well.
Yeah.
And you just can't mark them out of the game. You can't prevent them from doing it. You know, they've got options. They create goals in many different ways. United can't do that yet because we haven't got players to go in.
I think it helped defensively as well. People have said I've been critical over Wan-Bissaka. I've just been honest, I think, where he doesn't always look on his game for me.
Yeah.
Even though I think he's a top player, because he's under more pressure than the left back is.
Yeah.
Because there's no one there to help him out.
No.
So if he had someone there, it'd much easier job for him. There'd be less goals coming, less crosses coming in.
Yeah,
I just think it'd be a perfect.
It allows Wan-Bissaka to do what he's good at. It allows him to do his defensive work and not have to worry as much as going forward. Because at the minute, he's just.
And also,
he started doing those odd crosses that are good.
Well, looking at Everton, he looked overworked at Everton. He was he was doing both roles, and he just didn't look up.
And how often does when he's putting the ball in the box, Wan-Bissaka, he's stood in front of his man. He goes one way, he goes back the other way, makes his own space to put the ball in. How often does someone make space for him?
You never see it.
Like on the other side, when you see overlaps and Rashford playing the ball around the corner, Luke Shaw and Brandon Williams cross the ball from space, whereas Wan-Bissaka is forced to make his own space all the time.
Well,
if he's with a creative player on that side where they can come up with some sort of partnership, he'll have much easier crossing positions. He'll have much more time.
You look at Gary Neville. I don't think Gary Neville.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's ever the best crosser of the ball.
But run made Beckham.
But him making
space.
That run gave Beckham space. But not just that. Because Beckham was so good and people had to get so tight to him, he got more time on the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
There wasn't as much pressure.
Like
on him,
Neville,
so
how often did Neville stand up his fullback, knock it past him, beat him, and then put the ball?
He didn't.
In?
What
he
happened
didn't.
Was his fullback had to go to Beckham, and he got more space, or he made that run, gave Beckham more space. Which
that's all works.
What it is. It's a partnership. And
as we always say, better players make good players make other players better as well.
Yeah, I think that's
you'll see that from that.
Scott
saying there's a big gap between the world class players. Most of the elite players are 30 plus. And then you have the likes of Sancho, Haaland, Rashford, etc. coming through who are around the 20 mark. Yeah, there does seem to be a sort of a kind of bookending of world-class players.
I think the ones that came through haven't... I don't think Neymar was the
Neymar's
one that was
one
meant
of
to
a,
take it.
Who else is sort of 25, 26?
Hazard. Well, Hazard's under 30.
Like is he under 30?
Oh, De Bruyne.
De Bruyne is one of them.
De Bruyne, but he kind of stepped up into 30. That rather than he was... Yeah. He was never, up until the last couple of years, he was never seen as the one that was going
to
take that.
Now, when he went to Wolfsburg, he was just thought of as a chance.
And then the
rejected.
Other ones are... It's Van Dijk.
Yeah,
probably,
who's 28.
Who's 28.
Yeah, when you look over 30, you've got Suarez, you've got Messi, you've got Ronaldo, you've got Ibrahimovic, you've got Lewandowski, you've got, you know, all these sort of players who have been around. Even Higuain, who's not world-class anymore, but has been...
You've got the players like Xavi and Iniesta.
Yeah.
You've got even Modric. How old is Modric?
Yeah.
The players that have kind of done it.
Yeah.
Kind of
Cruz,
done.
Same thing. Sergio Ramos, Piqué. Like most of the world class players are over 30. And to snap up, you've got Mbappe, who's very young. You've got Sancho. You've got I wouldn't say Haaland's world class yet, but he's very exciting.
He's on the way.
And then the likes of Rashford. It really is kind of a young sort of young and old only. So I think if we could get someone like Sancho.
But that's another thing to add to Sancho is if he does come, he's got Rashford with him, and I personally think that Greenwood's going to be the centre forward of the future.
Yeah,
I think that's going to be the England front three as well.
Yeah.
So I think if you had them in the club team and then they're playing for England as well, they're just going to progress and get better no matter what they're doing, because there'll be a unit.
Yeah, that'd be great for Greenwood, wouldn't it? I think. Obviously, Harry Kane's going to play loads more games for England, assuming
of
his injuries don't come back. But in terms of being in the squad together, at least, and Greenwood's going to get plenty of games for England, assuming he can keep his thing. Di Maria's over 30. Mane's a good example. Yeah, he is.
People
in that
saying
kind
you're
of gap
saying
there.
Messi and Ronaldo are finished. They're not finished, but they're not going to come.
Not the players they were.
But the other thing
is, they're old though. They're over 30. Aren't
they're also
they?
Not going to go to another team. They're also not going to be snapped up by someone else. And then Ronaldo's 35 now. Messi's 33?
Ronaldo's 35, Messi's 33. I'm not saying that they're shit. I'm saying they're old. And you can't deny older. That.
Yeah.
You know, Varane, I don't think he's been world-class for a while. I think he's been... I think he's a good player. Kante's excellent. Again, though, having a poor season with Chelsea. Sanchez is a good one to mention because, obviously, that's, what, 400 grand a week when he plays? Isn't he on, like, 350 with, like, a 50 grand?
Something like that.
So that's 20 million quid a year that we're getting rid of.
I was quite shocked that we loaned him out. I thought he'd just get rid of him.
I don't know how they can.
That's the problem.
It's sort of...
How long has he got left on his contract?
Probably a year. I actually don't know. Let's check that.
Probably a year with an option.
Because... The only option is to say to him and a club, like, you can go for whatever. We'll put the wages towards the wages for a year, but after that, you're on your own.
Yeah, because I think
it's a lot of money.
It's so much money. I think he's on like £350,000-£400,000 a week.
Imagine if we got rid of him and had the wages and what we put. That'd be Sancho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a look. I don't know where he's.
Keep scrolling down.
Is it on there? His contract at United. We don't know. Anyway, he shouldn't have. I wouldn't have thought it'd be much longer. Maybe a year, maybe 2 years. Let's have a look at Man United contract expiry dates. While we're talking about that, should we have a little chat about last night's youth game? Did you go? You didn't go, did you?
No. 23s, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, under 23s.
Yeah, Stoke away, which was a bit of a mad one with Chong, Gomez, Garner, Levitt.
Almost like half a first team playing, wasn't it?
And then... Tuanzebe and Fosu Mensah both playing as well. And I must say, I want to impress with both of them.
You weren't?
No. The two goals we conceded, we were 3-0 up, and the two goals we conceded to make it 3-2, they were both defensive errors. You can maybe blame Garner for one. It was just a bad header, but it went out.
Seeing the flick on.
But it was the first goal, it was a free kick, and Tuanzebe and Fosu Mensah have just let him go, and he just heads it, and he just wasn't good enough for me, and...
You think it's just lack of match practice?
I was saying this earlier. I think probably if they played again and did the same thing, maybe you'd say, hang on a minute. But I'll give him a bit of a break because it's the first game they played in a while. But Tuanzebe actually did make a clearance off the line as well.
I have seen that.
So you can give him credit for that. But it was just disappointing being 3-0 up and then what happened?
I mean, I watched the highlights. I've not watched the whole game. But what was like Chong especially looked like the ball he crossed in for, I think it was Garner's first goal, wasn't it? Unbelievable cross. Like the pace of the ball coming in. He also, did he not go past the player that cut it back to, before cutting back to Fosu Mensah for the second goal, I think?
The second goal was, and then did he cross the ball in?
Fosu Mensah crossed it in.
Yeah,
it deflected
that's right,
in.
Yeah. Sorry, because I've not seen the replays back.
Chong looked direct, he looked good, he looked like he had loads of space.
There's little rumours floating around that we mentioned earlier that he might be sticking around, and maybe that's got his confidence up a bit. But I thought Gomez played well as well. The pass for the third goal
was
especially
ridiculous.
What happened. The goal went in their end. The flag was up, and just straight away that ball. And the way he without looking, flicks it over, and then Garner, who's just been this season scoring goals for fun,
which is crazy.
Because he's not always been a goal scorer, and some of the goals he scored have been class as well. That chip last night, he's had strikes from outside the box.
It was the chip, and then
scored a header last night as well.
From the corner that got was a shot from outside the box. That was an unbelievable strike. Like, you just watch it.
That was right behind us. Yeah, you saw it tipped over, and then he scored the header from that corner. Yeah.
Just a couple of quick points. First of all, Sanchez's contract is until summer 2022, so we've got two more years of Sanchez. We should sell him.
You can have him for 40 million. We'll pay half his wages for a year. And then.
Or you can have him for free, but pay his wages.
Yeah.
Like whatever it is.
Yeah.
Also,
we can do a swap deal again.
Yeah, get someone else in for him. If you're watching, do like the video, please, because it helps us a lot in getting seen and that kind of thing. Yeah. Also, we're not going to be done yet, but we're going to talk about iTunes, because all of the podcasts are on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere else you get podcasts from. But if you are on iTunes, even if you're not on iTunes, go to iTunes and search for Trevor Paddock and leave us a 5-star review, and then if you can do funny, I think that's probably the best way of getting to our hearts, isn't it? The funniest or the best review, we're going to give away a Stretford Paddock mug each week. So if you want a chance of winning a mug,
they're all here tomorrow, aren't they?
And they're arriving tomorrow, so we're going to start sending them out very soon. Yep. But yeah, just go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review, write something funny, and leave your Instagram or Twitter handle, some way we can get in contact with you. And if it's funny, we'll send you a mug. Yeah. Yeah, so the game yesterday then, do you think that was in the league, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How are United doing in the league at the minute? Where are they?
So it would have been great winning 3-0 because we're still 3 points behind West Ham, but we got a game in hand, so they closed the goal difference. At the time, it was 1-0 to West Ham.
Yeah.
But they ended up winning 4-0, so they've increased their goal difference by three, is it not? Yeah, three. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. They need to lose a game, basically. Mm. If we win, we'll be level points, but they'll have the goal difference. We've already played them home and away, and they beat us. That's where it lies down to, really.
So as it were with the promotions and stuff, then, how many teams get promoted? How many? Just one. So that's the issue, isn't it? And how long is left of the season? How many games have we got left in now?
I can check for you now.
Check on the 23s.
Let's have a look. So you've played 17 games, and there's 12 teams. So
there's 5 games left by the looks of it.
So we've got Swansea at home. Not even that. No, sorry, we've got Sunderland away.
Which they should.
We've got Borough at home, right. Sunderland away, Swansea at home, Fulham away, and Villa at home. Yeah, 5 games.
So 5 games to make up 3 points, and
it's possible, but
it is, but it's really it's 4 points. It's 3.5 points, isn't it?
It's not the end of the world if we don't get promoted. Mm. I've said this before. It's not about winning the reserve league. It's about getting the players into the first team.
And yeah.
So for me, that second division is as good as the first division. It doesn't make a difference.
Is there only two divisions?
Yeah.
How are Sunderland that bad?
Where are they? Right at the bottom.
Bottom. Played 18, won none, drawn one, lost 17.
We got them soon, so...
How are they so bad?
Not a clue.
Have you seen them play at all this season? Have we played them yet? We must have beat them. Please don't tell us we were the one draw. We
must have played them at home.
Please don't tell us it was the draw.
We won 3-0.
Yeah. That's a strange... They're so much worse than everyone
else. Well, it's
probably... Galbraith's got a good goal.
It's one of them. Is it to do with like your level of academy to get in these two? You have to be
because it's like the under-18s league as well. Level of academy. It's not about where the team is in the Premier League.
Yeah, so Sunderland probably, because now they're down in league, they've probably got the academy structure still there from when they're in the Premier League, but they've got no money to spend on any players
Probably what it is. And maybe they can't attract the players.
They're in league. What I mean, look at the other teams. You've got Norwich, Fulham, Reading,
but they've
Swansea.
Been, 17, 20, 21, 22 points.
I know, but this is the thing. Like they're in Championship, 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 Premier League, Championship, Championship.
Sunderland
Championship.
Are kind of a relic of their former success, aren't they? Just Sunderland loitering in there. Well,
they maybe can't attract as many youth players as they used to be able to be in a Premier League. And so they can't spread and prove.
It's also Sunderland.
Sunderland.
Which,
to be fair, they've got their...
the training facility and stuff.
Yeah,
good,
Academy of Light. Yeah. Great. I'm hoping to go on Saturday if I can get there, but... Because the under-18s have got them, but yeah, it's a nice setup there. Mm.
Chelsea's youth academy is one of the best. We've got Chelsea in the youth cup,
yeah, away.
That's going to be tough, isn't it?
Let's have a look. Should we get some questions?
Yeah, let's get some questions. If you've got any questions for us, we're going to have a little chat about the Derby game coming up as well on Thursday. But you know, if you've got any questions for us,
David said there, don't think we would. But if we kept Pogba and added Grealish, Sancho, and a solid centre back, why wouldn't? We challenge.
Because we'd concede about 70 goals a season with that midfield, I think. Pogba and Grealish in midfield.
Yeah, that's not going to... I think it's not going to fit.
Whilst I mean, it would be incredible, I don't think it's very balanced, is it?
No, I don't think it balances very well. And I think the Pogba thing is kind of... It's ran its course now, for as much as we want to say. It's kind of...
It's disappointing, though.
It's disappointing. I want him to play well.
I feel so sad about it.
But I also just, you know, you kind of need...
It seems not. Everyone likes him. Let's not forget that. He's best mates with everyone in the squad.
Everyone likes him and all that. So,
go away!
Can you get that for us?
Someone's ringing the wall. We've got some Amazon deliveries. Yeah. Stephen interrupts podcasts even when he's not in. But yeah, it might be those mugs, actually.
Yeah, you'd love to have him, but it's just like... Just do one thing. Just like come out and say, can't wait to get back.
To be fair, yeah, that is frustrating, but he is injured. It's not like he's just sat home going,
not, and it's not that, but it only all it takes is like, did you see that quote that came out this week saying, Pogba's been keeping an eye on the scores.
Yeah,
as sources say, and you kind of go.
If he didn't have the agent he had, would we be talking about it?
No,
we wouldn't.
No, because and that's it. How many times has Axel Tuanzebe come out? I think he had an interview today, but come out and said, "Can't wait to be back." Like, maybe he has, but
he's not
like,
yeah, no one knows. Well.
He's not Paul Pogba.
Yeah, he's not Paul Pogba. It's just little things like
and concentrated. You compare Rashford to him because that's the, you know, Rashford's been out for what now, a month or so, Just the way that he's been, you know, there's rumours he's still in the changing rooms before games and stuff. Yeah. He's going to every game. You know, he did go away to Miami, but still, just little, you know, it's little things like put a picture of him watching the fucking game on.
I think the only thing that Pogba posts is his Instagram stories. If you look at his Twitter and his things he actually posts,
it's all run by someone else.
Of course it
is. Also, I actually don't really care. Do you know, I get it, and I can see why it would be better if he was like, "Come on, lads, let's do this big game." I'm not that.
I've heard from someone who knows him a while ago that the moment he leaves that training ground and the keys in the door, he's mind off football. He doesn't.
Which is fine.
His home life. So why would he be tweeting about it? When he is at the training, like the other day, he posted Instagram stories. But when he's at home, you don't hear a peep out of him.
Gala.
That's it, Gala.
But it's just like.
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
But it's one of them because he is so active on there. You know, you say about Tuanzebe, but he doesn't. I don't think he's someone that posts every day.
I know.
Like Pogba does that, and like, there's a Pepsi advert come out with him today. Like, why can he not just say I'm at training? Like, it's just like.
And that's the thing. Because once again, he don't run his socials.
No, but it's just one of them. You run the person that runs his socials. Just say to him, look, put a couple of United things on for me, mate.
I think it's out of his hands.
Yeah.
Look at, was it 2 years ago? Alan's the Munich thing, but the 50-year anniversary years ago.
Yeah.
I went to it, and all the first team are sat there.
Yeah.
And a post goes out from advertising something to do with Adidas on his
and it's on his and it, thing. Yeah, and it's not him
there
doing
on his phone
it.
Going, oh, no, we got this Munich celebration just for the.
And it's one of them. It's, but
it's just disappointing, isn't it? Listen, it all could come rosy.
People asking about Angel.
You have to wait till tomorrow to find out about that.
Gomez.
Yeah.
You've got chat about him.
A youth review coming out tomorrow. We'll be talking about potential contracts for Gomez and Chong in that. So sorry to tease it, but sometimes we've got to play the game, boys.
Yeah.
Me and Dave did record that today, so that'll be coming out tomorrow. So tune in for the youth review tomorrow if you want to hear more about their contract. Sorry to cut you off. I'm just having a look for some more questions.
I was going to say things about Gomez, but he looked good from what I saw last night.
Gomez, he's looked the best he's looked for a while. But
someone said, is it confirmed that Gomez signed a new contract? It isn't confirmed that he signed a new contract.
Someone said the Levitt looked shaky, nearly gave him the ball away in 2-0, but ended up playing for all our
Levitt's third. Been out for a while, he's been ill.
Yeah.
So that's his first proper game back for a while. It's a shame because he's been on the cusp of the first team.
And then just
cusp of Wales, but he's been unfortunate. But that's, like I say, his first game back.
Someone said, if Lyon want close to 100 million for Dembele, then leave it. If it's 50, I would do it. I personally don't get the hype around Dembele.
I'm not sure.
He didn't score that many for Celtic. He doesn't score that many for Lyon. He doesn't get any assists. He's never scored in the Champions League. What's good about him? Why is he better than Ighalo?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie and say I've seen enough of him. I think that
me neither. But I've made my decision.
But you made a decision.
Keep Ighalo. He likes not spend loads of money on Dembele.
I don't think there is a standout centre forward. I think you'd be probably better spending 50 million on Jimenez from Wolves. You know, for as much as he's not doing daft numbers, he probably comes in and goes, well, he can kind of swap him with Martial a bit more. There's not, I'm going to start every week. It's whether he sees Martial.
He's a player now who thinks he's going to get into a team. For me, I like him, but I don't think he's this player that everyone thinks he is.
No, but I think, I mean,
he's
think
a big, strong lad. That's
I
what
think,
he is.
Yeah, he is. I think 50 million is the new 30 million, though. And I don't think he is. But what I see is I don't want to get rid of Martial. I think that having someone there that's kind of a rotation.
If the opportunity to get Sancho was in, but the deal included Martial, would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. I would do that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. Not for Dembele.
But not for Dembele. No. And this is. But you, again, you do that, you have to sign someone else, and you have to sign another option. Well, I don't know whether
he's the only one I do it for.
There's people, see, there's someone there saying Jimenez is way underrated. I'm sure there's someone else saying that he's overrated.
I like Jimenez. I would be interested to see how he would fit in at United.
I don't think he's the man who comes in and he's your star number. He's not like a Haaland coming in where you kind of go, right, Martial, you're now on the bench, this lad's starting ahead of you. I think it's more of, he's going to be here if you're not playing well, or it's a different challenge of a game.
He's not going to want that. He's going to want, like he is at Wolves, where he's a star player. Really.
I don't know. I mean, I'd hope that. But
Dembele's got 18 goals this season, which is all right.
It's good.
He's slagging him off then.
French league.
It's all right though. But in the French league.
Yeah, true.
And he's not never
French league. Mbappe scored 45 or something.
He might be great. I just feel like it's a lot of money for someone who couldn't be less proven.
Yeah. Really.
And he's not that young. It's not like he's 21. He's 23, 24, isn't he? So he's had a few years in the team.
Could United take Hazard if things broke down in Madrid? No.
I wouldn't want him anyway.
I don't think he'd come back.
I don't think he's coming back to England. I think he's done now. And I just think he's...
No.
I think he's just not done enough. I think he's gone there. I think that's his last contract. I think his next move will be to a US team or something like that. I think he's going to do 2 or 3 years there, whether he either hits a bit of height or not, and then that'll be him done.
Go to Italy, they're getting all the old Premier League stars.
Yeah, that'd be good. I reckon they'd do well there. He hasn't been very good for Real Madrid. He still costs loads of money in wages. He's not very young. It could end up being another Sanchez all over again. I'd rather leave that. Martial is injury prone. He's had a lot of injuries in his career. He's been all right recently.
Does no one want Danny Ings, one of the best goal scorers in the Premier League? Well, he's played for Liverpool. So
did he even play? Or did
he was there, and even Klopp.
Played for the reserves.
Reserves.
I saw him against.
He's dropped in a bit of that.
If you think Martial's injury prone, Danny Ings.
Yeah. I think he'd have been in the same vein as getting in an Igalo kind of thing, where it's just kind of,
Igalo scored.
You've had a chuckle there. What's up?
I can't say it. Okay. I absolutely can't say it. It's just a thought I had in my head. Yeah. What number would Grealish be? No idea. Absolutely no idea.
13.
He
could probably take Pogba's number off him, probably.
Oh, here's a good point I'd like to talk about, actually. Is something I've been thinking of recently. There hasn't been talk of a defensive midfielder for United. Matic's good form maybe stops United from buying one in the summer, as there was talk of extending his contract. Why do you think there hasn't been much linked to a defensive midfielder when it's the one position we've only got one of?
Well, I'd say McTominay was defensive.
Do you think?
I think so. Mm. He does get forward a bit, but I think if you told him to stay in that position, he'd do the job.
I think everyone is dreaming of us changing to a 4-3-3. I still think Bruno's come in to sit alongside someone.
I really
4-2-3-1.
If Pogba sticks around, I think Fred's dropped and it'd be McTominay behind.
And I think that the way that the two works, where Bruno wants to drop in and get the ball the odd time, so you need someone that's willing. Because the problem is, if you have someone of a Matic-esque who comes in, or like the Ndidi,
that's what I want.
You want someone like that. But the problem is that when Bruno's that one that comes in and drops and gets the ball, you don't have that person. That player isn't comfortable a little bit further forward. Whereas a McTominay or Fred sits next to them and goes forward
you a thing that people slag Pogba for, but I think it'd work in this situation, was when he played with Matic, there was always people moaning, they're both always too deep, they're too deep.
Yeah.
If they got a three, and say McTominay does go forward a bit, Pogba's the one to come back now. Yeah. They'd swap roles. When he was with Matic, they were just both behind the halfway line all the time.
I still think he's planning for...
If they had a three there, and two of them just took roles and going back, I think that'd work. And this is the hope that Pogba stays.
Yeah, me too. I do hope he stays. Someone's saying, David, do you see Galbraith making it, considering the crop of midfielders we've got coming through?
I really like Galbraith. I really do like him. But midfield's tough. It really is. And we said this on the youth thing as well. Even Levitt and Garner at the moment, are they going to get into the first team right now? Maybe loan him out. But I don't know, but I'm a huge fan of him.
You're a fan of him, but you're concerned.
At this moment in time, I can't see how he can get in the first. I can't see how Dylan and Jimmy can either.
And they are ahead of him in the pecking order, aren't they?
I don't know. Them three just like work together well. And he's, as well with Ethan, some of the goals he scored, I've not celebrated goals like that for the first team because it's such sweet strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of him, but... have to wait and see.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And finally, before we go, talking about Thomas Partey, do you think he'd be a decent addition? Again, he's one of these people that have sort of suspiciously low release clauses. Like, we've got Werner with like a 50 million, Partey that's apparently 45, Haaland was 21 or whatever it was. Like, do you think, you know, 45 million quid, Thomas Partey from Atletico?
I don't know. You kind of, it seems like a no-brainer and kind of stuff. But then you look at Ndombele's coming this year for Tottenham, and he was the answer last, you know, like we said last, that I think everyone kind of said he was the one we wanted to come in and be that, do that job. Yeah. And he was going to be the answer to everything. And he looks good and he looks quality for Leon and does all this. And obviously, Atletico Madrid are a different level team, a much better team. But it's, you know, coming into the Premier League can be such a shock for players like that. And whilst they look good on the ball in international football and in French leagues and in Spanish leagues, you do get a little bit more time on the ball. And you come in the Premier League and that player that's now playing the number six role is getting pressed a little bit quicker. Yeah. And all the football inside of things just looks slow. It just doesn't look quite right. And I think that's the kind of thing that's what worries me about getting one of those players
you're spot on
from outside the Premier League.
It's a different situation, but look at Ashley Young at the moment. You know, he got slower, so he needs more time on the ball. Yeah. Now he's in Italy, he's got more time on the ball.
See,
he
looks always good against
He looks like the player he was a few years ago.
He ran from just outside his own box to the edge of Lazio's box after like 35 minutes gone, and not one midfielder like came past him to defend. Yeah, yeah.
That's
he was literally just running at the defence unchallenged for 70 yards. Like, you can't do that in the Premier League against anyone.
No. And these young players, or youngish players who played in these leagues, when they come to the Premier League, it just doesn't work out all the time because
there's someone saying there, watch him a lot, he's good defensive output, strong in tackles, but progress the ball with, so he does the right things, you're saying, but again, Ndombele did all the right things and he's coming to Tottenham and just looked he looked so average. And didn't look like the player that was going to change. He didn't change them at all.
Someone's mentioned Jude Bellingham.
Yeah,
I'd take him. Yeah, I can't see him leaving Birmingham at the moment.
He's only 16, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's got a while to go.
I saw him play for against our under-17s at Altrincham, and he does look a decent player. He's just one of them players who just, with the ball, just looks natural. But I think he's going to stick around at Birmingham for a while.
At that age as well, it's always so risky, isn't it? You saw the likes of, you know, Ryan Sessegnon was one at Fulham. I know he's at Tottenham now, but he's never quite progressed the way he thought he would. And Will Hughes as well at Derby came through it when he was 15, and he was getting courted for
this
all
these problems.
This is the problem. Never quite.
This is
on.
Why you'll stick around, because if you're already at the academy trying to make it into that first team, you're already in that academy. If you go to if he comes to United, he's going to play in the reserves and stuff. Will he be happy doing that? He'll be signing for someone thinking, I'm going to go to the first team. Yeah. Whereas if he's already at the club, he's going to think.
And also, like, he's at Birmingham now, which would be the sort of place you might loan him to anyway. So let them bring him through. If he's worth it and good enough, we don't mind paying 40 million in 3 years. I would give it a little bit, because I don't think he's going to come to the first team just yet. And the talks have already 30 million? It seems a lot of money for someone who's not really
playing. Yeah, but their talks, it's like Hannibal Medjbury, when we got him, he's like a million. Whatever, I don't know how much million it was. That's if they've won the Champions League with him and all that.
And even then, it's still not Bellingham numbers, is it? I think we'll have to see. Someone said Rodri came in from Athletic and has been mint for City. Yeah, we're not saying that everyone that comes from other clubs aren't very good, but we've seen with Fred, Solskjaer coming out last week or this week saying how Fred's finally learning you don't get two or three touches on the ball and you can't put your foot on the ball and go from there. You have to be quicker and you have to play the ball more quickly in the Premier League. And we saw against Watford and against Everton, to be honest, first few minutes where they pressed him really hard and he still sometimes struggles to get the ball out of his feet.
Yeah, I think it was interesting, Solskjaer said as well about the language difference that Fred came in. He said that when Mourinho had him, he didn't have that worry of, I need to learn English, I'm happy. He could speak Portuguese, all the coaching staff spoke Portuguese and stuff, so he was getting all that information in. And then when Solskjaer come in, none of the coaching staff could translate that to him, and he struggled a bit last year to get that. Now he's picking up a bit better. He's getting better and better with that. And there's things like that people forget, you know, that players, if they don't speak good English and stuff, it's harder for them to come in, especially in midfield as well, where you're kind of meant to be the one moving people around and stuff. And then straight away you're like, oh, they don't understand what I'm saying.
If you got a job at Tesco and you turn up, everyone speaks Portuguese, and you're like, well, I don't need to speak the job to stack the shelves, but they're like telling you what to stack and what to do. And you're translate this, I need to Google it. I don't quite know
what to
say.
It'd be signing, going to Tesco, and there's an English manager there, says, don't worry,
yeah,
be fine. I can talk to you. I can make sure you know what you're doing and all this. Exactly. And then he gets sacked, and they get the guy then that speaks Portuguese, and you're going, okay, what, now no.
Where do plums go?
Now does no? I don't know what so anyone's speaking.
I've worked
speaking,
in a supermarket
so.
In England before, but it's not like this Portuguese Tesco.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a bigger thing than you think. Right. I think that's been pretty fun. I've enjoyed that. Thank you very much for joining us, lads. Thanks for joining us at home. We're going to be back tomorrow. With that youth review we're talking about, if you want more information on Angel Gomez and Tahith Chong's contracts at United. We'll also be back with a preview for the Derby game. We didn't even speak about the Derby game. We'll talk about it another day, won't we?
Tomorrow.
We'll talk about it another day, tomorrow. Won't we? Right, thank you very much for joining us at home. We'll see you in a bit.
See you later.